When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Grace is looking for a second date update with a guy named Justin, and we're going to do our best to help her. Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Justin, and how'd that first date go?
Well, we met on Match, and we went out, and we had the best time. We're both UC grads and huge basketball fans, so we went to a sports bar and watched the game.
Go Bearcats.
Yeah, it was so much fun, and we won, so that made it even better. But yeah, it was just a good time. We drank a few beers and talked and laughed and cheered and high-fived, and I thought we got along great.
Now, he's not the first guy you've gotten along with. Like, you've gone on dates before where, hey, this guy's pretty cool. Get along. We got chemistry.
I have had that, but I don't know. This just seemed a little bit more special. And I think it's huge to be compatible in the sports arena for me anyway. Like, I could never be with a guy who just, like, sits and watches the game and never says anything.
Right.
I, like, talk to the TV and I hoot and holler and I get into it. And he does too. And I don't know. It was just awesome. It was really fun. And when the game was over, he walked me to my car and hugged me, and I told him to call me, and he said, absolutely. And I don't know, after a couple of days of not hearing from him, I sent him a couple texts and never heard back. And I don't know, I'm just really bummed.
Yeah.
I hope that you can get in touch with him.
Jotting down notes as you talk here, you said he walked you to your car.
Mm-hmm.
You said, call me. He said, absolutely. Did you say there was or was not a kiss or a hug or anything like that involved?
We hugged. We did not kiss.
Got it. There was no point during the evening where you were like, I wish I hadn't said that, or I may have overstepped when I said this.
I have thought about it so much, and no, it just, everything seemed like really light and easy and fun, and yeah, okay. I can't think of anything.
Great. Any questions, Jen?
I don't think so.
Then we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Justin and see what he thought of Grace and his date with her. Coming up next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So Grace met Justin on Match. This is one of those situations where not only did we have chemistry, but we have a lot in common, especially in the areas that are important to Grace, one of which is her passion for basketball, loves her Bearcats, are both UC grads. So between that and just the ease and, I don't know, something about him just feels right.
Comfortable.
Yes, and she'd like to explore this, but he's not calling her back. He said he would. He said he absolutely would. She said, call me? He said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say absolutely unless I really mean it.
Right.
Somebody says, call me, and I'll be like, okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
You do say it, though. That is in your vernacular.
But
I know when
it.
You say it, you really mean it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I say, okay.
Different story.
If things work out.
Mm-mm.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to call Justin and see if he's up for a second date. And if so, what's taking him so long to get back to her? You ready, Grace?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Justin?
Yes.
Hi, Justin. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing?
Jeff and Jen, that's hilarious.
What's going on, man?
Very unexpected. Very unexpected. But cool, because I know the show.
Well, good. And it's great to talk to you. We're glad we were able to get you on the phone. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, I mean, for you guys, yeah, of course.
Nice.
Excellent.
I do think I know what this is about, but I can't wait to hear. So go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, she sounds lovely. We talked to Grace, who...
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to tell you, made quite an impression on her. You know, she's been on dates before. You're not the first guy she's met who she has a lot in common with.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not the first guy she's met that also likes basketball, but she loved your passion. She felt very much at ease with you. And she got the distinct impression that you'd call her sooner than later to maybe get together again. Because when she said, hey, give me a call, you said absolutely or something to that effect.
I don't think I said absolutely.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he would like, I don't recall exactly the word.
So what was your overall impression then of Grace?
Well, like, look, she was very cute. I had a good time. I was having a really good time. And she's a big Bearcats fan, which is a plus.
Yeah.
You know, she's a grad, I'm a grad. It's fun to watch the games. They're good. So... there was just one thing that was just kind of like, couldn't have rubbed me the wrong way more. It's kind of hilarious, but I can see how you would think it was hilarious and it's going to sound hilarious, but it was not hilarious. So this dude sitting at the bar on one of those bar stools, and I don't know how he did this, but he's getting off the bar stool. We watched this happen. It was like 6 feet away. He got his junk stuck in the little flats on the bar stool. And he was in, like, severe pain.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. He got his junk stuck where?
In the flat, like, you know, on those bar stool flats. Like, he was rooting for the game was, they went to overtime. It was a very good game. It was very, like, he was really into it, like a lot of people were. And his nuts must have slid into the flats in the stool, and they got, like, stuck there. And he had doubled over. Oh. Like, he was done.
What the hell kind of design is that?
What was he
must not have been wearing very supportive on it. What was he wearing?
He was wearing like sweatpants. He was, you know, a little overweight, wearing sweatpants.
Oh,
I guess.
My like, God.
And look, it just, I mean, I guess if, you know, the poor dude wasn't in such tremendous pain that it would have been kind of funny, but yeah. Like I felt for the guy. I mean, he was really in pain. It was tough to watch. It was like the terrible version of that Ben Stiller movie. You know, there's something.
Oh, the zipper. Oh, my yeah. God. Jeff has got his legs crossed. And he's, where are your hands?
Yeah.
He's covering his area.
It was brutal. It was like, I never thought I'd see that in real life. It was very bizarre, but also very, very brutal. And she's standing there kind of laughing at him.
Okay.
Well, she couldn't have been the only guy laughing. Is that what bothered you? Was that you didn't think she was sensitive enough to that situation?
It did. She wasn't like alone, but I wasn't on a date with 12 other dudes, right? I was on a date with her. And she's standing there like laughing, like knee slapping, hysterically, just howling, like feet away from the guy. And the guy, like, he met eyes with her even, and it was just like, you know, desperation.
Oh,
and he's
in
excruciating pain, and she's just pointing and laughing. And
like,
it just went way, over what it should have been. And maybe I'm sensitive to it because I had a hockey injury when I was a kid, similar. I don't need to get into it, but like, I know what that's like. I mean, you get laid up for something that other people are laughing about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And most men don't laugh in these situations at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
Just jacked up, just rude, insensitive, my past history, like the whole thing was just a bad mix.
So did the guy get out of it? How did he, like,
free
himself?
Is he okay?
Oh, no. I mean, they eventually, like, his buddies, like, lay the stool, like, down and him down on his side so he could work his way out of this.
How embarrassing. And how, I mean, those slats are usually rather small. I mean, how did, you would think that, you know, a male part would be.
I don't know about the math. Like, you'd have to ask him. You'd probably find this guy.
Yeah. No,
but they do have, they have like those aluminum stools that have like the wood slats that go across. And if they're spaced too much, I guess I could see. All right. Let's bring Grace into the conversation. Grace, did you have any idea Justin felt this way?
Please tell me how a guy getting his ball stuck in a bar stool, how is that not funny? Like, how did you do that? Seriously. I mean, it was amazing. It was hilarious.
It was not hilarious. It was not.
I mean, no, not the pain part. Definitely not the pain part, but like the circumstances.
The situation is very unpredictable.
Yeah, like the cheering and like everything's like, woo, and then it took a turn and then this guy's like stuck and what's happening and like it was just so strange.
You saw that look in the guy's face. I mean, you did see like there was like tears brewing in his eyes. I mean, the pain supersedes anything that might otherwise be amusing. I mean, it was so insensitive. It was insensitive not only that, because, I mean, you could have been discreet about it, and you weren't.
I was not the only one laughing.
Yeah, but you were the only woman laughing, pointing at him like 2 feet from his face.
Like in high school.
I wasn't that rude. I wasn't that outwardly rude. I mean,
I don't even know.
We're like
drinking.
There's a lot going on. And some guy gets his ball stuck in a bar stool, and I was laughing.
Well, I wonder if the laughing is very unconscious and it's just a reaction because we have been, you think about it. We have been conditioned as a society to laugh at crotch shots. When a guy gets nailed in the crotch and goes down, that has been the punchline in so many movies.
Oh,
I mean,
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Exactly.
Is a multi-billion dollar franchise because of
shots. And that was a family show. Right. So, I mean, when we're children, we're watching adults. And TV laugh at that. And I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that maybe as a society, we need to start taking a look at it and going, all right, listen, it's not funny. It's not, because it's serious.
I mean, the circumstances are kind of funny.
Ridiculous.
And as long as he's not seriously hurt, you can kind of look back on that and laugh. But maybe
you laugh after.
Right.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's like, now that we've kind of talked and you got me talking to her, she's not going to want to go out with me again, and that feeling's mutual.
All right.
Wow.
Well, thank you for having the conversation with us, Justin.
Do appreciate it.
Because, I mean, I kind of laughed a little bit when you told the story, which I didn't mean to. I'm not taking pleasure in the guy's pain at all.
Right.
But, I mean, come on, that's a story, dude.
That is a story. And as long as the guy's okay, there's no permanent damage.
I don't know if he's okay. It is a story. I see why you're laughing. It's just, you know, like everything, I guess you had to be there.
Like, do I get a pass because I'm a guy laughing and it stung a little more because it was coming from a woman, the laughter?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I wasn't on a date with you, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the call. It was nice talking to you. Best of luck to you. And Grace, we appreciate you putting yourself out there.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm dating anybody who's this sensitive.
I love the show. Listen all the time.
All right,
thank
you, man.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Grace.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.